Blog Talk Radio.
Stop.
Welcome back. I'm sorry for that ticking noise. If you guys did hear it, it was a technical difficulty. But welcome back. You're here with your host, KJ, Willie, Muhammad. We got Ted and our mans over here at the round table, and everybody, we having a good time. Willie, Muhammad, and myself are throwing a Gospel Sunday show for his friends every Sunday, and we both hope you all enjoy it. I'm going to get back into the music. We hope you enjoy the show, y'all.
Hold on, I was at church a few Sundays ago, and I overheard that old gray-headed minister when he asked one of those old derived mothers to give out one of those hymns. And when she rose up from her seat, I heard her as she began to sing on a hymn that goes something like this. Use me, yeah.
just wanna make it to heaven. I just wanna make it in. Oh, I just wanna cross that river. I wanna be free from sin. Oh, I just want my name written. Oh Lord, written in the Lamb's book of life. Yeah. And when this life is over,
me done enough? Have you done enough? Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Come up here. Mama, you all are bona fide real gospel singers. Girl, mama, choir. I don't know what to say. You know, I've been doing gospel music 30 years. I know gospel singers. You have the essence of what Thomas Dorsey started in 1930. You've captured it. You've got to do more. We need more of the authentic gospel music.
B.O.U. I got a new praise for you. Get up.
we about to play some Whitney Houston next, and me and Willie Muhammad wanted to dedicate Whitney Houston to her daughter, Bobby Christina, because we heard the tragic news about her being in an induced coma. So we hope she make it out, and we praying with high hopes that she just come out and be strong again. So we're going to play some Whitney Houston today. Hope y'all enjoy.
to go from here and share this love you gave to me.
Remember, the first song I sang in church was a song called "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah." Feed me till I want no
story about a set of twin girls, just little girls, who lived out in Omaha, and every day after school they would love to go out and play on the playground, but something tragic took place, and one of the little girls died, and the other twin just could not stand it. So here they are at the homegoing service, and she reaches in this tiny coffin, and she grabbed her little sister by the hand, and Daddy said, no, baby, so you can't do that. You can't do that. She said, well, Daddy, all I want to know, does heaven have a playground? I missed her so much. Let me tell you the story. It was a sad day in Omaha. Family gathered to say their last goodbyes. To a sweet little girl, so full of life, wondering why the pretty baby had to die. Oh, sister reached up to hold her hand, wouldn't let go. After all, she was her twin. Daddy tried to explain, you can't hold on. God's waiting in heaven for his angel to come home. She said, Daddy, before I let her go, I wanna know, does heaven have a playground? Oh yeah. Giant slides and merry-go-round, yeah. Is there a sandbox and golden swing? Children laughing at everything. That is before I let it go. I wanna know, does heaven have a playground? Daddy stood back and scratched his head, puzzled by the question that she had. Yes, he did. He took a little black Bible in his hand, began to read the words that Jesus said. You know what he said? Oh, let the children come to me. Forbid them not, for the kingdom belongs to thee. Yes, it does. A crown of life and a long white robe. Heaven is a place where she won't have to cry no more. She said, Daddy, before I let her go, I just need to know, does heaven have a playground? Yes, late one night, what a beautiful sight. Twin girls dancing in the glory of the light. Yes, you know what they were doing? Playing house and baby dolls. Lord, how they laughed, they ran, and they danced a while. The room, it was clear she'd had a dream. Oh, oh yeah. You know what she said? Sister and I were playing today. We had a lot of fun. Then she turned and ran away. You know what? But just before she ran away, I heard her say, heaven has a playground. Yeah. Giant slide and merry-go-round. Oh, yeah. Sandbox and golden swing. Yeah. Children laughing and everything. Just before she went away, I heard her say, heaven to high. The playground, and the children there were very glad to see her. Oh, they ran towards the pearly gate to greet her. Pray my soul to take. cause heaven has a playground. Oh yeah, heaven has a playground. Yeah, heaven has a playground. Looking at it.
below, and he told the thunder, I want you to roll, and he told the lightning, I want you to flash, and he told the tide, stand up real high, cause I've got a child that's trying to run and think he can hide. And about that time, the captain came around and told the crew member, pull all the anchors, we gotta get ready and set for sail. And then they tell me, thunder started to roll, lightning started to flash, tide stood up high, and the wind began to blow. Captain got confused, told all his crew members, out of all the time we made this journey, we ain't never had trouble before. And then he told all the crew members, come on the top deck. And then he asked them, tell me who is your God? Who is your God? Whoever your God is, I want you to call him. And about that time, another man came and said, wait a minute, Captain, there's one more man, and he's downstairs, he go in the corner, and he's fast asleep. Captain said, let me go down, I'll see about him. Captain walked over and shook old man Jonah, and Jonah stood up, and the captain asked him, can you sleep? And we in a storm. Then he asked him, tell me, who is your God? And Jonah told him, my God is the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the captain said, call him. And Jonah told him, tell me, God had a fish prepared for him and swallowed him down in the bottom of his belly, took him around and took him down in the bottom of the sea. But I'm so glad tonight, I'm so glad tonight, I'm so glad tonight, it don't make no difference.
We'll be right back. remember my mama. When I was about 12 years old, I was going to church, playing church. How many of you used to play church? Let me see your hands. Yeah, some of you still play. And I remember, I go down my town, but that's where I belong. And I'd jump and I'd shout and I'd come back home. But I was still disobedient. I would talk back. And one day, me and him, we decided that we want to play church. Let me tell you what we did. We went out in the back and started playing church. And my brother was the pastor. Me and Andy, we were the members of the church. And let me tell you something. It's hard to come in contact with Jesus and still be the same. I don't care who you are. I don't care. You can be the cheapest of sinners. You will never be the same. And I've forgotten. I've been going down to the church, playing church. Came home still disobedient. Didn't want to wash the dishes. Didn't want to bring the clothes in off the line. Didn't want to do anything. Mama said, I'm sick of you going down to that church playing with God. Then and there, we went outdoors. We started playing church. Sat down on the bottom step. My brother was a preacher. And we were the members in the church. And he put some old glasses and put them right here on his nose. And he said, I want you to jump up and shout Jesus three times. And I jumped up and I shouted Jesus two times. But when I jumped up the third time, something got a hold of me. I couldn't see the hand in the house. She said, Mama, the young man is out there playing with the Lord. Mama came to the door. And she looked out there and saw me shouting and dancing all over the backyard, tears running down my face. It's just a matter. Mama looked out there and she said, she ain't playing this time.
Big shout out to our supporters from behind the wall. Roddy Man, Will X, that's Willie Muhammad's son, Big J, Robbie O, Jermaine Perry, Brother Dyson, Keith Nettles, Lamont Hurd, Jerome Smith. Quick shout out to Jesse Davis and ENT. Me and Willie Muhammad both appreciate you all. And like y'all know, Willie Muhammad is giving a voice to the whole world, the Caribbean, Africa, Congo, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Jamaica, Canada, Hawaii, the Dominican Republic. He's going after the four corners of the earth to bring our people together. Link up with the Master Grid for a voice to the world. So if you or anybody you know have a voice and they need to get put out there, you can reach us at P.O. Box 47725, Oak Park, Michigan, 48237. Or you can also send Willie Muhammad an inbox on Facebook. His Facebook name is at Willie Muhammad. Check us out.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. It is the sweetest name. I know. I love.
Oh, I love the name.
Oh, I love
on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is a sweet
relief. Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh, oh,
yeah. The Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it's just won't leave me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
Oh, I realize
it is.
It is.
when will we value black life? Death of black people really don't matter in America. 347-637-3699. When we value black life, what does this mean to you? Death of black people really don't matter in America? Call in.
Nobody told me
that the road would be.
I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Oh, why don't y'all sing?
Get a witness here tonight.
Yes, sir. I don't know about you tonight, but I've been running for Jesus a long time. And there's something about walking with him, hallelujah, every day getting sweeter than the day before. And for some reason, I don't mind the pitfalls. Because every time I get to one, he's right there.
God Almighty.
And I can say just like that old mother said that night.
Don't feel no way to long. I've come too far from where I started from.
Nobody told me that the road would be.
Well, I don't believe he bring me this far and just leave me. I'm gonna say it one more time. I don't.
Never could have made it. Never could have made it without you. Somebody just needs to testify to something next to him. Tell him, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without
you. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made
it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me.
I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone
else,
oh, can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
had a witness tonight. That may be somebody else's testimony. Help me say it, help me say it.
He saw the best in me.
Everyone else around me.
With everyone else around.
Oh. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
The
yeah, girl. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off? That he did not throw you away? That he picked you up? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I
am. Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Okay, so we came into our last moment of our Christian show. So Willie Muhammad wrote a book. I mean, you know, wrote a few books and couldn't get none of them on the radio show to talk about it. So he's giving his own show for the black authors. So if there's any other black artists out there who did enjoy the show, and would like to help us out, we would appreciate, you know, donations. We have gotten a few donations, and this is all working out good. We were able to buy our equipment, and Willie Muhammad is bringing two more hosts into the show to help me around. So we was trying to get, like, two more mics. So if there's anybody out there who feel like they should help us, or feel like we're going to get somewhere with this show and wants to help us, please, you can donate at P.O. Box 47725 Oak Park, Michigan 48237. We'll be back Saturday with the Grown and Sexy. Everybody have a good rest of the weekend, and we'll see y'all Saturday.
Bye.